You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You might have missed it last night. If you did, you missed it because Anthony Edwards put on a show. 40 points as the Timberwolves found a way to beat Portland. The first time in like 16 years they've won twice at Portland. Now, it didn't hurt that Damian Lillard was not playing for Portland because he's their star. But what is Anthony Edwards? Trent Tucker, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Who is Anthony Edwards? What's his ceiling? What do you see?
Well, you know, the physical talent is there for sure. We all know that. And I think for him to become a consistent all-star type player, consistency on a nightly basis has to be there. And that will come with age, and that will come with time. But when you talk about a guy that has a chance to be really, really good for a long time, he has the talent to do that.
Okay, so when you're a young player like he's got this confidence. Last night after the game, he said, not this year, but next year, I'll be ready to be the MVP of the league. I don't think he's trying to put it in anybody's face. I think he just says it because he kind of thinks that. I don't sense that he's a bad teammate, but you always have to be weary of that when you're in your second year. What do veterans want from a kid that has that much talent in terms of his persona?
Well, they want him to kind of have that confidence that, you know, he can become the best player in the league. And he's a guy that, on a nightly basis, that you can depend on, you know, to have consistency on both ends of the floor. And also his practice habits and the things that he does away from the game would also go a long way in determining, know how good he's going to be over the next 5 to 10 years.
Does it help when you have players around you that have so much money that they don't have to care about a lot of that stuff anymore? So it's not as if, hey, I'm not getting paid if he ends up being the star. Does that help to an extent that these contracts are so enormous that some players can just say, I don't care who's the best player because I got mine?
Well, I think the contract goes out the door when you talk about being a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
The contracts are there. You know, they're going to get paid. They all know that. But once you sign the deal, now it's all about playing and who becomes the best player and which guys can you count on a nightly basis to get the job done, you know, to help the role players fit into to a situation where they can help you as well. You know, Mike, you know as well as I do, a team is like a big puzzle. And you have to make sure that you can put all the right pieces to complete the puzzle so you can find success.
Now, Karl-Anthony Towns was quick to point out that the play for it was goaltending that ended it, that won it for the Wolves last night. D'Angelo Russell went in and got it. And he was quick to point out that they were running a play for him, but it just didn't materialize, so Russell was plan B. Do you like Cats want the ball at the end of the game? Do you think he has the right spirit that way? And should they be isolating him for the final play, or should that go to Edwards? What should that be?
Well, you have to have, you know, a number one guy at the end of the game for sure. And if he is the number one guy, well, yeah, you want him to be confident that he can get it done. But also you need two or three other guys, you know, that can perform in those situations as well. Because when the defense takes away option number one, you have to be able to expand your offense and find option number two and three and know that those guys are good enough to deliver in the clutch.
And do you think the Wolves have that right now? Do they have ample guys that can make plays? Or how would you categorize them? Or is it just three?
Well, right now you always believe that you need two top guys and a third guy have to emerge. And when they brought over D'Angelo Russell, you know, he and Carl Anthony Towns, they were tagged as the dynamic duo that was going to carry this team. And now you drafted Anthony Edwards a year ago, so he has become, you know, that completion of the three-headed monster. And they believe they have three guys that they can go to at any given time. You know, they can put up big time numbers to make things work.
Sachin Gupton is now the general manager with the dismissal of Gerson Rosas, of course, earlier. Trent Tucker, what does he have to prove that he deserves that job as the general manager?
Well, to keep the team doing what they're doing now. And right now they are a play-in team, you know, at this stage, being, I think, number seven in the Western Conference. There are so many teams that are so close together. So they know now they have to stay sharp and be consistent on a nightly basis and focus in on the things they have to do. Because one good week, Mike, you can go from 7-5.
Yeah. Or a bad week the other way.
And you can go from 7-11.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good place for them to be because this team hasn't been in this situation for a very long time. I think the fans are very excited right now about where the team stands. Is because they believe they have a legitimate chance to be a playoff team for the first time in a long time.
Now, if you're trying to make a deal, then at the deadline to help yourself, what's the deal? What do you see? Who are you looking for? Who would you give up on this roster that has value?
Well, if you can find a veteran, you know, they can come in off the bench and provide stability.
A veteran big man or what? Because they got Beverly as a guard and Beasley, I guess. Are they guards look like they're fortified, don't they?
Well, you know, Beverly is a guy that his playoff success came from being on very, very good teams. So
yep.
he was never, you know, the main guy as a veteran at playoff time to come in and get you 15, 20 points, you know, in a series. You need a veteran guy, you know, that can come in, that has proven success as a playoff player, a guy that can help manage the locker room, keep the young guys focused, and someone, you know, that can elevate his play come playoff time.
So do you go searching for a number four, a number five, a big guy that shot blocker, protects the rim? Is that what you're looking for?
You know, you're looking for a guy that can do a little bit of everything, you know, and I don't think the position matters at this time.
Mm.
So you're looking for a guy that can give you a punch. You know, when I was in Chicago, you know, we were looking for veteran guys that could come in and play behind the starters. And whether it was playing behind Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen or B.J. Armstrong, you know, you wanted guys that could come in and function. We knew that we weren't going to get, you know, 15 to 20-minute runs. It was going to be 4 or 5 minutes here or there. And can those guys function within those 4 or 5 minute span so that the team doesn't lose any steam? Or can these guys give us a boost and put us up by 6 or 8 points before the starters come back in?
Now, were guys that came over, were they scared of Michael Jordan when they got there? What were they like?
No. I mean, because, you know, you always respect the best player. And you know who the best player is. The only thing you're trying to do now is to play your role. And you know that at some point in time, if you're good enough to be on the team that has a chance to win the championship, your number will get called. And you just want to make sure that you're ready to deliver. You're not going to get a lot of time, Mike, you know, to get yourself together. So that's why it's great to have veteran guys on the team, because when they have limited playing time, they know how to take care of themselves off the court, so that when their number is called, they can step in and perform.
Gopher basketball, big win over the weekend, depleted lineup, and they find a way to beat Rutgers. Tomorrow night they get Ohio State. Assess this year and what you see, and again, it's a strange place that they're at because they're going to lose a lot of these guys that they got from the transfer portal, so they have to kind of reload it, but are they on track? Do you like the style that they play? What do you see?
It's been a great year so far. You know, no one expected them, you know, to win as many games as they have won. No one expected them to compete against some of the better teams in the Big Ten. You know, you go in into Ann Arbor, you knock off Michigan. You play Michigan State right down to the last possession. You knock off a Rutgers team, you know, that, like you mentioned, the team was depleted. So Ben Johnson and his staff, those guys have done a very good job elevating this team play to where they're competitive on most nights.
Okay, so if you're sitting where they are right now, you got 3-4 freshmen coming in next year. And the Big Ten is kind of a marquee conference because they've got the Big Ten network and they got national TV. Would you sit and go, hey, enough with the freshmen? Let's find out let's get this transfer portal thing going, and let's find some juniors and seniors and grad transfers that are playing down there at you know, Georgia Southern and Texas Corpus Christi. You know, that the star that's down there that could come up and give us some minutes, or that 23-year-old that's 6'9" and 240. What direction would you go with the program?
You know, right at this stage, nothing is off the table. If I believe I have freshmen right now who are good enough coming in next year, they can play significant minutes and make a huge impact, you know, at the Big Ten level, we could go that way. If I evaluate these guys, you know, after the season is over, and I think that we need to make a change and look at some veteran guys. So right now I'm looking at every situation that I can find a way to make my team better.
I was talking to a coach the other day, and he said, you know, it takes these kids because they're so technological, you know, they've grown up with it. That kid that's a shooter for, you know, Florida International, he can figure out what teams need him in about 30 minutes, you know, because all he's got to do is plug in the video clips and see, you know, who has a need for it, who has bad three-point percentages, all those things. So you're going to get some play there where kids are selling themselves. When you were recruited, I'm trying to think, you know, Terry Kunze and the group that looked at you, I mean, they basically had to come and see you in the high school or where, at a summer camp, or where would they see you to evaluate you?
You know, back then, Mike, you know, there were no rules. And, you know, guys could recruit you 24/7, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. 365 days a year.
Yep.
And if you were considered to be a Division I prospect, you know, the assistant coaches, they lived out in front of your house. And you knew who they were because they all had, you know, they had all went out and rented Cadillacs from the rental car companies. So. They were the only guys that was driving Cadillacs at that time.
So you, it was easy to see if they were a college coach out there, huh? So, but right. how did they, were there evaluations? You know, I mean, they didn't even videotape then, even for crying out loud. Would it be based, would they have to go see you play a high school game? Would they look at you at a camp? Could they work you out on their own? Could they say, hey, come down to the gym and I want to see what you got? How would they go about that?
Well, you know, coming to watch you in high school games, evaluate you doing summer camps, summer clinics. So back then, a lot of, you know, assistant coaches spent a ton of time on the road, and that was the only way that you were able to come out and see a player, because, like you said, you know, so many things now electronic, where, you know, coaches can watch players here and there and do this and do that, but at this stage where we are right now, it's that it's great that coaches don't have to travel as much to see players, but when I was coming up, Mike, you know, coaches spend a ton of time on the road watching players.
And, you know, I would imagine, you know, they all got sizzle reels now. Kids, once they get to be about a sophomore, they've got enough plays that they can put together a pretty good reel. I'd love to have seen your sizzle reel if you had one back in the day, Trent, because I got to believe you're out there at around half court. Or because you were tall, did you have to play underneath a little bit?
No, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to grow to be, you know, 6'10 or 6'11. So even though at times I may have been the tallest guy on my team, you know, growing up as a middle school kid or first year in high school, I always worked on my guard skills because I knew I wasn't going to be, you know, the size of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that if I was going to have the chance to play high-level basketball at the high school, it would have to be at the guard position.
Last question. Ohio State tomorrow, 50 years ago last night, the famous fight at Williams Arena in 1972. That was well beyond, before you were recruited to the University of Minnesota, but it was a part of what evolved into the Bill Musselman issues and problems, et cetera. Do you remember any of that, or that being a part, you know, the recruiting process? Did Minnesota have a bad name because of that and because of the Musselman stuff? Or had that been so far removed in the matter of a few years that it didn't even register with you?
It didn't even register, you know, and it was funny. My father-in-law, who was at that basketball game during that time, you know, he spoke to me yesterday about the situation and the incident that took place. Yeah, and so, but, you know, my recruiting trip weekend in October 1977 was a great recruiting trip weekend, you know, because a kid growing up in Michigan, you know, you always root for the Michigan Wolverines football team.
Yeah.
And that weekend, the University of Michigan was playing Minnesota, and the University of Michigan at that time was ranked number one in the country.
You were at that game?
And I was at that game. That was my recruiting trip weekend.
The day the Gophers shut out the number one team in the country?
I was at that game. That was my recruiting trip weekend, and when I... You know, after the weekend was over and I saw Minnesota knock off the number one team in the country led by Rick Leach, I said, you know what? You know, this may not be a bad place to go to school at.
And the coach at Michigan at the time was who, Orr?
Johnny Orr was the coach at Michigan.
Bill Frieder, the assistant, or what?
Was the head coach of football, huh?
Bill Frieder, the assistant?
Yeah, Bill Frieder coached my brothers in high school. So I knew him.
And you still said no.
Very, very young. And, you know, Minnesota was, you know, when I grew up in Michigan, you know, I wasn't really heavily recruited by Michigan or Michigan State until the end.
Once Magic said, go get that guy, man.
Yeah, you know, Michigan had Mike McGee, who played my position, and at that time he was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year.
Okay.
And Johnny Orr said, I'd love to have you. Now, if you want to come in and fight for minutes against Mike McGee, believe me, if you want to accept the scholarship, we're not going to turn you down.
Yep. But I'm just Michigan telling you what State, you're up against, huh?
Yeah, and Michigan State was looking at two other guys, and they had me third.
Okay.
Behind a guy from Detroit and a guy from Pontiac, Michigan. And okay. They had me third. So we all went to play in a high school tournament up in Ohio. And we had a Michigan All-Star team, and they came... They came down to watch the guy who they had ranked number one. And after that tournament, I get back to Flint. My phone is buzzing. It's the assistant coach from Michigan State. He was saying that we would like to come to Flint and visit with you and your family ASAP. I was like, okay, well, why? He said, well, after this weekend, we think that you are the number one prospect in the state of Michigan.
You could have played with Magic?
I could have, but by that time, Mike, I had already committed to Jim Dutchman and the University of Minnesota.
Okay, and the rest is history, as they say. The lottery pick Tucker. Hey, Trent, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, my friend. I hope I see you out at the health club soon.
Okay, anytime, Mike.
You bet. Trent Tucker, nice enough to join us. A News Talk 830 WCCR.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.